she lay on her deathbed, her friends gathered round her.
Amen.
And these were the last words she said. I like this. Oh, then came the day. who would have dreamed God would say, you gotta give him back to me. And on this mountain you will pray that you and I sing, or it's me and you. So when I lay my eyes down on the broken heart of my harsh ground, and on this song where he lays just for mine, it was you God wanted me. Now most of us I dare to say, oh, with God in eyes, I'm standing in God's way.
Yes.
But it's on this altar God will prove. See, it's not your eyes that God wants. He wants you.
Yeah, amen.
So when I lay my eyes down, you broke. And on this altar where he lays, just to find it wasn't you God wanted me. And on this altar God will prove, it's not your eyes that God wants, he wants.
Yes.
I love that song right there. Something comes to my mind to reflect my life. I'm going to say this. That last verse talks about how we all may have an Isaac standing in God's way.
Yes.
Has anybody ever prayed for something and God never answered your prayer?
Amen.
I prayed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I've prayed a lot of times whenever, God, I want this to happen so bad, and I prayed and prayed and prayed for it to happen. But it never happened. And Pastor, I look back on my life now, and I thank God for the unanswered prayers. That if he would have gave me then, I would have never knew what happiness
was. Amen, that's right. Yes.
How much more that he had suffering greater and bigger than what I,
amen,
than I could ever imagine. That's the kind of God that we serve. He knows us more,
yes,
than we know ourselves.
Yes,
he,
sir,
created us.
Amen.
He knows what kind of sickness that we have in our body. You know why? He created us.
Yeah.
When I serve a God this morning, that if you need a healing touch on your body, that you can come to him and you can leave here.
Amen.
I serve a God this morning that if he can take a dead man and raise him, yeah, being in the grave for 4 days, he can take someone that's still alive this morning and he can heal their body.
Yes.
It's the same God that we serve all these years.
Amen.
But I like this part. Now most of us, I dare to say, listen, with God in eyes, it's standing in God's way.
Yeah.
You know what? And on this altar, God himself will prove.
Yeah.
It's not your eyes that God wants. He wants you.
Amen.
So when I lay my eyes down in the broken heart, and on this altar where he lays, just to find it wasn't you God wanted me. And on this altar God will prove, it's not your eyes that God wants, he wants you.
Yes. Amen.
See, when Abraham went to that top of that mountain, he went up there in the intentions to give his son back to God. He was going to sacrifice Isaac and give him back.
Amen.
You would think how he felt if you're a mama or a daddy this morning.
Yeah.
If God spoke to you and said, I want your child back. And I want you to, not only that you may, you know, they may have some kind of sickness or disease and they pass away that way. I'm talking about you taking them up to a mountaintop and sacrificing them, taking their life. Because wow. That's what God wanted him to do.
Yeah.
But when he got up on the mountain, he was going to do it. You know, sometimes I wonder if I was in his shoes, I would probably say, God, I prayed so much for this child. Why would you want me to give you that?
Yeah.
But when he got up to the very top of that mountain, he realized that, see, God didn't want Isaac. God wanted Abraham.
Amen.
He wanted to make sure there was nothing standing in
that's the right.
between him and God.
Amen.
Isaac wasn't. Your bank account's not. The nicest car that you drive is not. He wants nothing in between you and him. I feel the Spirit here this morning.
Yeah, amen.
And I believe people are going to leave here changed.
Yes.
But you just put yourself in Abraham's shoes. If you had to do that, it'd be horrifying. Yes. Don't think I could do it. God is so good.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor, I am just... See, we're not entertainers.
That's right.
Disciples.
Amen.
There's a difference. See, we're not up here to entertain anybody. We're here to let God move.
Yes.
That's one thing we've been doing this 27 years. I was 4 years old when Mom and Daddy started. You talk about a lot of sweat and heartaches and trials that we went through. We have a lot, especially since Daddy's been gone.
Yeah.
But one of these days, we're going to wrap it all up.
Amen.
One thing my dad told me whenever, before he passed away, he said, son, he said, when you lay that microphone down after every service, he said, you lay it down like you'll never be able to pick it up again. He said, you may never. And he said, if you don't have any regrets. He said, don't go home regretting you would say something or done something in a service that God wanted you to do. He said, always do it, whether it's the craziest off-the-wall thing.
That's right.
He said, you do it anyways, because he said, somebody may need that.
Yes.
And he said, God, just don't put it on your heart for nothing. He said, there may be times you'll do crazy off-the-wall stuff, and nobody will ever tell you that they heard about it.
Yeah.
But it'll sink into them, and they'll listen to it. But I'm saved this morning, and I'm ready to go. If God called me home tonight, I know how it feels to be born again. And I love this song. This is, if you know how it feels, you know about this song. We'll just listen to the words. Do you know how it feels to know something's missing and hear a still small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside and to think that over you on the cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender, have your sins washed away, never to be remembered? Let him know that it's real. Tell me then, you know how it feels, and how does it feel to know you're a child? You've been changed And it seems that the whole world's been rearranged. Do you know how it feels whenever you're wrong? You get a feeling that you're not at home, knowing heaven is with you. Tell me, do you know how it feels?
Yes.
How does it feel to know you're a child of the King, Heavenly Father?
Amen.
And I'll be honest with you, I was going to try to practice it before church and last night, but I didn't. And so I told myself this morning I wasn't going to. So I've been fighting up here. Mm-hmm. God said to do it.
Amen.
And even though I'm probably going to mess up the words because I can't remember it, I think it's been a long time. And I'm not as young as I used to be. See, I have to grow hair on my face because I can't on my head. The older I'm getting, the more I'm losing up there. I haven't figured out, I ain't going to tell you my mama's age because she'll kill me, but I haven't figured out how, I won't tell you her secret, how she has great, she don't have any gray hair. Is this the first time anybody's ever seen this? We got any new people? First time you've ever seen this? All right. Somebody lock the door. Brother Philip, go back there and lock the door. Make they can't get out. Well, we're heaven bound from Russell Springs, Kentucky. This is my mama. We've been traveling for 27 years. Back in 1995, it took the life of my grandma, her mom. She told my dad, she said, "We got to get back in church. The only way I'm going to see my mama is to get back in church." We got back in the church, or they did, and took me with them, and I was running around the pews, and I see these little VHS tapes now, and you see a blonde-headed little boy I had hair then shoot across this way in the film, and then shoot back across this way in the film, and I never paid attention to it until after church, and I got a belt whooping from Daddy, and then I realized I should have sat down. But this is my mama, Miss Rita Brown.
Amen.
Now, I'd like to say one thing, too. You know, I've got three boys. And this is my baby boy. Of course, they all three was brought up in church, and we took them to church. And we taught them the best way that we know how, but when they get of age, you know, they know what mom and dad does. So, but I am so proud of what this young man has become.
Amen.
You know, you can't justify a kid's wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't think a parent would. This boy is my son, and I'm so proud of what he's become.
Amen.
And we used to sing some with this gospel group, and this man looked up at me and he said, "I'll tell you what, honey," he said, "I'm going to tell you something right now." He said, "You cannot have a preacher and a singer in the same group." He said, "Because they'll call you to sing," and he said, "then he'll start preaching." And I said, "Well, that's about right."
That's right.
I was thinking about us.
You know, amen.
When you call us to sing, you're going to get a little singing, you're going to get a little preaching.
That's right.
Who knows? I might start a little of it too. But I'm so glad to be here. And yes. I love Matt's wife, and she's so such a good person. And the two, Ma and Pa, we call them behind us, that came with us.
Amen.
You know, we couldn't be with no better people.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Philip and Susie's just dear to our heart, and we want to thank you all for having us. You all are our family now.
Amen.
We're not our strangers.
We're like a bank check.
I'm good to keep coming back here and ask. Praise the Lord. But we love God. We love serving. We love to sing. And that's been our calling. And I just thank God that He called us out to do this work, because I wouldn't be one of those laborers up the field doing what I can.
Yes.
When He comes back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, time goes by so fast,
you can always
remember. But God had really dealt with this. I'm gonna do it more, then I'll do this one next. The one that I think you'd be okay with me waiting for one more song. But Brianna, you come on up here just for a minute. Get up here. Y'all have to watch her. She's got a wide load. We're going to have a baby.
Amen.
July the 29th. I shouldn't look the other way. That was pretty tight. But this is my wife, and she's a godsend for sure.
Thank you, Lord, for
it. But she supports the ministry. If she ain't able to go with us, I don't hear no fussing. Me and Mom gets on it and go on with it without her if we have to. Mm-hmm. Mom was talking about having her and two special people with us. Mom and Pa Kittle is what we call them. That's how they do. They argue with us all the time. And you never know what they're going to say or do, or she'll pop him in the back of the head going down the road. And then if he's driving, I think he's passed out once or twice over the head. I have a lot of faith, so I think the Lord just guided the wheel for him a few times it was. But when I lost my daddy in 2013, my dad, we would have calves together, we would do things, and for several years there, I didn't get to do hardly anything because I didn't have a dad to go talk to.
Yeah.
I called my daddy every day. He knew that phone. When it was raining, he knew it was me without even looking at the caller ID. He just knew my ring, it seemed like. And he would tell Mama, he'd say, "That's the boy." And I wondered every time after he died, I was like, "Who am I going to call? Who am I going to talk to?" And it kind of got switched over, and I called Mama every day and talked to her, and 2 or 3, 4 times sometimes a day, just to check on her, make sure everything's going good. But then, three or four years ago, maybe even longer than that, time goes by so fast, God placed these two in our lives.
Amen.
Now, me and Paul are like glue. And if we're going to get in trouble, we're going to do it together. We'll go out and we'll go get calves together, or we'll go and most of the time, we'll get dead calves, it seems like. They'll die before we even get them home or anything like that. But God will always place somebody in your life if you need them. And whenever you pray about it, I pray to God. I say, "God, give me somebody like that." And He sure did. And the biggest thing that I can say about my dad going home to be with the Lord is if you have your daddy, you have your grandpa, you have your spouse with you, you hold on to them. You hold on to them tight, because one day you're going to miss.
That's right.
Having them beside you. You're going to miss them being so annoying at times. You're going to miss them cussing at you about things
that
we think they don't understand. But I miss that. But if you got your spouse this morning, I want you to stand up. And I want you to get them by the hand on this next song. We're going to do a love song for all the couples here. If you've got a close friend, it's just a friend. You think about a love song, listen, I hope that we can walk this last time together.
That's right, amen.
I could see not doing it without Brianna. And I told her this morning, there's times that, I sometimes get a little rough on her. She doesn't know how to do it the way I want her to do it, but it's because I want her to know to not have to depend on nobody but herself to be able to do something. And learning them and teaching them that way it is. But we're going to do a love song. Right. You got your love on? Just get on out of my hands. Hold on. All right, here we go. Hope we walk the path together. Hand in hand. We can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we walk the last mile together.
Yes, sir.
I remember when you first said, I love you. I didn't know that our love could be so strong. But today, I find you're still mine. So let's come and go whatever. And I hope we walk the last mile together. I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever. And I hope
amen.
We walk the last mile together. I remember when you first said, I love you. I didn't know that our love could be so strong. We walked in the sunshine. We fought the stormy weather. And I hope we walk the last mile together. I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land.
Amen.
We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we walk the last mile together. And I hope we walk the last mile together.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes.
I knew you was going to say that. All right, let's do your song, Mama. Mama says I do the song that makes you cry. She likes the giddy up and go songs that don't make you cry so much. Mama's going to do her new song. Listen to the word. Lonely years I have lived in, my life had no meaning till I heard about Calvary. So I knelt down in prayer, the Lord made
Lord.
He's in my faith when I
I'm walking in my tongue when I'm talking in my eyes, and now I can see it's in the songs that I'm singing.
Yes. Amen.
Even though we're going down the wrong road, it may not be the most prosperous country at the moment because we're going through so much. But when it comes to a time when it's okay to take a baby that's at 9 months old and take its life, we have some issues.
Yes. Amen.
And we was talking about that on the way down here, and I was like, you know, I told Paul, I said, it's about time that it changed. He said it should have never happened.
That's right. That's
in
right.
the first place.
Amen.
And a lot of people think, you know, back all this abortions and different things has happened recently. Roe versus Wade was back in the 70s, I think, or something, way back when they didn't hear very much of it, when it first came out. So they've been fighting this for a long time.
Yes.
With all them unborn babies that the parents didn't want.
61 million.
I believe that they're in heaven.
Amen.
And this song talks about, and it amazes me because I love the old songs because they touch my heart. But it amazes me more now that all these songs that we sing are times that we're living in that they wrote about 100 years ago or more.
Yes.
And it's something that you know it had to come from God on their heart because He was preparing us all these years through songs of what's going to happen.
Yes, Lord.
And this song talks about Don't It Sound Like Heaven, because I can just close my eyes and it talks about how children playing, you know, and I'm thinking about when the gates have opened up and I walk in, is there going to be children out there on the streets of gold just playing? I don't know what heaven's going to be like or how it's going to be, but all I know is I want to go.
Amen.
Listen to the words of this song. It talks about the times that we're living in right now.
Yes.
Listen to the words. God is good this morning.
Amen.
Listen to the words. There's a window in heaven. I can close my eyes and see. Where there are no earthly struggles. And the soul that's been set free. Where the diamond lame are shallow. Cause the blind can finally see, and those crippled legs are dancing.
Yes, amen.
Out across the crystal sea, I like this. But there's a special place in heaven. Oh, where the unborn babies play. And they're rocking in arms by mama.
Yes, Lord.
And her chance had slipped away. Listen. And all the unwanted children will say, my daddy, he's the king.
Yeah. Amen.
And they're smiling all over the faces. And they spin around. Don't that sound like heaven? Don't that sound like home? Where the Son of God is reigning.
Yeah.
Oh, and their tears are finally gone. Don't that sound like heaven? By the light that's always on. Praise God, that sounds like heaven to me.
Amen.
And I want to know where that place is going to be.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Here's how you get there. Now the price of heaven, friends, is expensive. But friends, don't worry about the cost. See, it was paid in full by Jesus.
Amen.
When He died upon the cross, and all the things that He promised will be there just like He said, as an eternal reminder of the precious blood. Don't that sound like heaven? Don't that sound like home? Where the Son of God is
Bless him, Lord.
A country where no wild shadows sleep. On evening day where man will never be.
The support that we have from you guys and all the churches that we go to.
In 27 years, we've never had to put a price on it.
Amen.
I never asked the church a penny. I told them a love offering would be fine to help with our expenses.
Yeah.
And that's always what has happened. I've never had to put a price on it. And I told Mama from many times, the day I have to put a price on it is the day I'll hang it up.
Yeah.
Because that's my faith is in God. Sis, there's been times and where we actually had some issues last night. And Mama, me and Mama, we tend to worry sometimes because we know what the funds look like.
Yeah.
But had some issues with her inverter last night. And the devil, I called Richard. Richard and Donna, I called him because Richard's the type of person, if he don't know it, it don't exist. So it seems like, you know, he knows about everything. It seems like when I talk to him, or he thinks he does, you tell him I said that. But he'll hear it online, yeah. But anyways, I called him up and I said, Brother, I said, we're having this issue. I said, our inverter's not working. I said, those are like $400 or $500. I said, and he said, well, we was troubleshooting. So I was out here last night thinking the neighbors would probably think I'm breaking into the church, not knowing that the side door was unlocked anyways. But I was running out here in the middle of the night just trying to troubleshoot some stuff because our electricity and air was going down and we wasn't able to, you know, so we thought it was going to be a lot more problem. And I told Richard, I said, do not call Susie and Philip and get them worried about it. I said, we'll sleep outside in the parking lot before I do that. But I said, let's, you know, need to try to figure this out. And he looked at me and he said, buddy, he said, he told me on the phone, he said, buddy, he said, don't let this discourage the service. He said, I believe that's what Satan wants. He said, you're so concerned about it. And he said, you're up worried about it. He said, don't let it affect the service. Because he said, that's what Satan wants.
Yes.
And Satan is working overtime.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
You know, God has supplied every need that we have.
Amen.
We have some CDs that we'll set up over there at the Fellowship Hall. This is our new one. We got to go to Nashville last year.
Amen.
For the first time going to Nashville to record. All the other times we've had to record in attics and basements. But we got to go to Dave Wynn Studios down in Nashville and record a new CD.
Amen.
That CD is called Daddy's Home. It's got me, my mom, and my little girl was actually singing one of the songs on here. She didn't get to be with us this morning. But I know some of you thinking, man, I wish my vehicle had a CD player in it because my new truck does not have a CD player. And I'm thinking, if I would have knew this before I bought the thing, there ain't nothing like a CD, you know. So we got you covered because now in Nashville, they say we need these USB drives. So they go into your new car so you can still listen to it so you have no excuse.
That's right. That's right.
I heard that all the time last year on all the
CDs. I like
CDs.
It, brother.
Yeah,
amen.
Listen, I would buy a CD, but I can't play it in the car. You know? I always recommend everybody, if you don't like us, if you don't like your neighbor, and you don't like us, then just buy one for your neighbor. And let us annoy them a little. But we do have USBs, and we do have CDs. We got some of our older CDs, even back when I was 14 years old. A few of them left, and once we sell out of them, I'm not going to get any more. But we have a few of them this morning, and that right there will help keep us on the road,
yes.
Traveling and singing, and we appreciate it so much. I'm going to do a couple more songs, and then we're going to turn it back over to the pastor, because we got food. And listen, I don't matter what kind of food singers you are, you're not going to compete against food. But this is a song that's titled Daddy's Home. This song fits my life. This is my song to my daddy. And I want you to listen to the words of it as I sing Daddy's Home.
Amen.
Gave us strength, security,
Amen. That's right.
I've said
Amen.
It 100 times, and I know that. It's got nothing to do with natural stuff. But I've got a prayer request that I want to do.
Amen.
On June the 2nd, Paul's got to go to the doctor to get some biopsy done. And by the way the tests look, and by the way the doctors talk, they don't look good. But I serve a God that can heal.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I serve a God that I have seen cancer. My brother-in-law had throat cancer. Doctors was going to do surgery on him. Mom got choked up in the middle of a song one morning at church. She said, "We got to stop now." Daddy said, "Could you wait until the song was over with?" She said, "I couldn't stop. I couldn't sing." She said, "God spoke to me and told me we need to pray for Tony right now." They prayed for him that morning. He went to the doctor the next day.
Yes.
And that tumor that they were going to take out from him, they went in to do an ultrasound to see exactly where it was going to be at. So they knew where to cut. Went in there and could never find it. And he still don't have cancer today. And that's him.
Amen. Yes.
A lady that had cancer sitting in their service, had two people one night in their service that was praying that both had cancer.
Yeah.
And I told them at that service, did not know that they had cancer at that time. But I told both of them, I told somebody in church, I said, "There's one sitting on this side, one on this side." I said, "That needs a healing touch from God."
Yeah.
I said, "If you'll come up, you'll get prayed for." I said, "God will heal you tonight." And we was in this big, strong service. It's like a pool of water that was over here. And if you would have just get down that pool, that spiritual pool,
yeah,
you could just step out in it, you would have got healed.
Amen.
And so anyways, the lady came up. She got prayed for that morning, or that night. And she went back to her seat. the other guy didn't. I found out who it was after church. So I went back, and about 3 months later, she went to have surgery. They couldn't find cancer. He was dead in 3 months.
Man.
That he could have received the healing that night if he would have just been obedient to God.
Amen.
But he held on to his seat because he worried about what the neighbor thought of him. He, you know, thought about things like that. And sometimes we don't need to worry about our neighbors or our brothers. If we're all
family
and we're serving God, we're a family.
Amen.
If this brother here, this is the second time I've ever met him that I know of. But brother, if you hurt, I hurt.
Amen.
If I hurt, you should hurt. We should be praying for each other.
Yes.
We should be giving each other strength.
That's
Amen. But if you believe God can heal Paul this morning,
yes.
I want you to reach your hands. Brother, I want you to reach over there to him.
Yes.
And I want you, some people are scared of COVID still.
Yes.
I have no fear of COVID. I think we should use wisdom.
Yes.
But I think this morning I want to pray for him. And I put him on the spot because he didn't know I was going to do this. But
Amen.
See, I'm not here to please Paul.
Amen.
I'm here to please God.
Amen.
And if I please God, then Paul's going to be okay too.
Amen.
So I want you all to pray. If you believe that God can touch his body.
Yes.
And give him strength. And I want it to be, I don't want it to just be that it just touches his body. I want it to be when they go in there and do the test that there's nothing in his throat, there's nothing in his liver, and there's nothing in his kidneys. I want to see that he's completely healed. I want him to be able to walk out of here that the next time, next
Amen.
Year, whenever when Susie and Philip calls me and says, let's have us another singing, I want to be able to have him come back down here and stand up and say, guess
Amen.
What happened that Sunday morning when we was in church? God healed me. And that's a testimony that he don't know it yet, but when God does this, he's going to be ready to travel a little bit more because he's going to spread what God's going to do for him.
Amen.
All right? Let's pray for him.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that you are the great physician. Lord, there's nothing that's impossible with you, Father. Lord, now as we call upon you, Lord, to do what no one else can. Lord, you're the one, Father, that can remove these cells. Lord, whatever cancer that's in his body. Lord, we ask you, God, that you'll intervene on Paul. And Lord, give him complete replenishing of his health. Lord, restore him, Lord. Restore back the health that he had and give him, Lord, Father, victory over, Lord, Father, whatever fear and whatever mystery of the unknown, Father, that, Lord, that is in front of him in the coming days of June. We ask you here today, Father, that we believe that, Lord, that you can do, Lord, what no one else can. Lord, as Matthew has called upon and been singing, Lord, we felt your presence here. Lord, from the very moment that we came across the threshold, and we know, God, that you're the one, Father, that does all things possible. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you'll just take this whatever it is, if it's cancer, Lord, that you'll remove it completely. And, Lord, restore. Take those cells out. Give him peace about it, Father. And, Lord, when he goes, Lord, for this checkup, Father, that, Lord, that they'll find nothing there but complete health and restoration, Lord. And Lord, I pray, God, today, Lord, as you follow him, you're the refuge and the strength. We want to assure him of your promises, Lord, that as we believe today, Lord, that you'll put this to rest. Lord, that whatever that has been in his body, that'll be removed. Lord, it'll not come back. But, Lord, it'll be taken away. And, Lord, as you give him more days, Lord, to continue to complete his mission, his purpose in life, Lord, with his family, with his loved ones, and, Lord, with this wonderful gospel group, I pray, God, that you'll just foresee this. Be with him each and every day, Father. And all of this, as we go our separate ways, Lord, I want to thank you for your presence here today. You're the one that makes things happen, Father. And we just believe your word to be so. And now we ask it, Father. You said ask and believe and doubt not. And so, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus over Brother Paul today. And, Lord, as he goes his separate way, Lord, we're just looking to see the good results of what's going to come out of the power of prayer. Not just us, that our voice, but everyone in this church, everyone that's praying right now, Lord, those ones that are asking for this miracle, Lord. It's not my miracle, it's your miracle, Father. Lord, and I pray it in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we believe it. Amen.
Praise God. I believe God's going to touch.
Amen.
It's been good to be here this morning. We're going to do one more song. I love closing out, even though this song's a little high for me. And I can't hardly sing it without spilling sometimes. So y'all bear with me on this one song. But I love this song. Mama wants me to do it every service. But I'll tell you one thing. Satan can never touch us if we've been bought by the blood.
Yes.
Amen. The thing about it is if we've got the blood over our door, he can't pass through.
No.
And that's the most important part. And the thing about it is we may not win every battle that we're going to go through. But at the end, I read the back of the book, and brother, it states
yes.
that we will win this war when it's over with. Praise God. And then one day, the devil and his angels will all be cast out into the lake of fire, along with everybody's dragon there. But the ones that's made their heart right with God
yes, Lord.
Will be living eternity in heaven.
Amen.
Just think about eternity. That's going to be a long time.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Praise God. But no more. I've got loved ones, sis. It's been waiting on me to be there. I'm waiting just to cross over. And if I get there before you, and if we never meet again, may come the opportunity, Mama may come by herself next year. And if that happens, she's going to continue on. But if it happens, I'll meet you all on the other side. That's my promise to you guys.
Yes.
Listen to this song. Thank you, Lord, for that. Oh, sometimes we as Christians Satan toils with our soul to get our minds off of the cross.
Amen.
Oh, then we start fighting battles. Christ is already.
Amen.
In a war, Satan's already lost.
Yes.
But if I hold fast to the foot of
Amen.
The cross, oh, I'll be calling his side, lifting
Amen.
And he had to walk through the blood.
Amen.
Aren't you faithful for the blood?
Yes. Amen.
Oh, can you picture Calvary with one spotless lamb and who bled and he died for you and me? Oh, and the blood that covers, it covers my soul and your soul and your
Thank
soul.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And listen, Satan, oh, you'll never hear for it. But if I hold fast, oh, to the foot of the cross,
yes.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Isn't it wonderful to know that it doesn't matter what the devil brings to us?
Amen.
He can never harm us. No. Praise God.
Amen.
I serve a God this morning that said he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us, but he'll go all the way.
That's right. Amen.
That's better than what Mama and Daddy could ever do. In church, all we got to do is if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, oh, I stay on my knees when Satan wants me.
Yeah.
Whoa!